Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles away as always, a man who texts as good as he gives, the irrepressible J-Man. Well, you know, let me tell you two things. First, it was spinning. And secondly, I was going to use that for something else. So there you go.
Well, you know, it's just the perfect song for sexting.
Huh?
I bet Chrissy Amphlett could sext with anybody.
Yeah, she's dead now, you know.
Well, yeah, back in the day she could have.
not too long ago.
In April, I think.
Yeah. So that's a good note to start out on.
Yeah.
Maybe her death will mirror this episode.
Maybe. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
But at least I just get to refer to somebody as the late great and be right for once.
There you go. That's always good. Yes.
So, anyway, hola, everybody, and welcome.
Yes.
Another exciting, and I do mean exciting, edition.
Oh, this is going to be a sweaty, sexy show today.
Oh, yeah.
Keyboard keys will be tapping. And
Be typing with one hand.
Yeah. I usually am anyway.
Because you're holding a beer in the other.
No, because that's just how I taught myself how to type, Jay. Just use one hand and look and pluck. Look and
you
pluck.
You should have taken typing in high school with.
Actually, I did. I'm not a bad typist. When I really concentrate, I can do 40 words a minute.
Yeah, old Louise McNutt, man, she could teach that typing at Redneckville High School. Everybody referred to her as Wheezy.
I had Mrs. Dixon, and she had a lisp. She was kind of like the Melissa Harris Perry of typing.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And did she read stuff off that you were supposed to type and you include the THs in the right place?
This is wrong. There's supposed to be two S's on this one.
As quoted by Mrs. Sixthinson.
No, I am glad. To this day, I am glad I took that. It was only half a year, too. I'm glad I took that class.
Oh, man. That class, I sat there in the back row. I mean, I know that's a shock, right? The back row of the old typing class, and right there in front of me was Vicki Luttrell.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And Karen Gassaway. Oh, baby. Oh,
really?
Yeah, Karen. Yeah, I like that. Anyway, I couldn't come up with anything good with Castaway, so that wasn't going to work.
Did you type out a few messages to them?
Yeah, that was. I began my sexting career.
Uh-huh.
Yo, Carol, I'd like to take your gas away.
Oh, my God. You know, I'll probably laugh at that louder when I hear the replay. It's one of those.
Yeah.
So how's things going for you today, J-Man?
Not bad at all, man. It is a beautiful summer day here in God's country.
Yeah.
Temperatures barely going to get to 80 today. Maybe not even that high, maybe in the upper 70s.
Wow, that's nice.
Comfortable, cloudy day.
Mm-hmm.
Good day for a picnic or go play golf or
just sit inside with the windows open and in your boxer shorts.
Yep. Yeah, which is tough to do because I live on the ground floor. If I lived upstairs, I could open those windows
and
not have to worry about people walking by and looking in.
Well, see, I'm on the second floor, but they can see me, but I don't worry about that because, well, it's my apartment. And if you want to look inside, you're going to get what you get.
That's true. You know, you take the risk of looking.
That's right.
So.
We're only going to be about 73 here today.
Ooh.
I know. End of July.
Crazy.
I know.
It's going to be.
Global warming.
I guess so. It's going to be. Only around 80 to 82, all the way through like Thursday this week, they said, with some rain showers here and there.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, some grandfather here in Bagwine is probably telling his kid today, you know, back when I was growing up, it was 118 degrees.
Something like that, yeah. We had to walk to the store to get our breakfast every morning.
Yeah. Pickled eggs and toenails.
And the milk would spoil before we could get home. It was so hot.
I'll tell you what, my dad was a big one on that. When my mom went to the grocery in the summer, if she came home and the last bag she took out contained the bologna, oh, my God, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
It's been in the trunk too long.
Well, I will tell you, I have been known in the really the heat of the summer to take a cooler with me and put the milk and the meat in the cooler with the little ice packet things to keep them cool.
Just from the grocery back to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, other people have had that same reaction.
Well, yeah. I'm actually containing my reaction.
Yeah, and I get the milk last, of course, because, you know, I don't want to be walking around in the building with the milk sitting there in the cart. Good Lord.
Yeah, there you go. You walk through the grocery. There's aisle one. There's the dairy. Oh, no, I'll come back and get you later.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Grab the milk, then go grab the frozen items, and then you're done. You can't, you know, even if you miss something, you're done. You can't be walking around with that stuff.
Well, couldn't you just pack in the milk with the frozen items, and then you wouldn't need to take a cooler?
Maybe. But if they're all there together in that cooler, man, they keep everything nice and cold. And, of course, make sure that the chicken is in a separate plastic bag wrapped up.
Double wrapped, no doubt.
Right, so it doesn't touch anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah, I think there's people out there that are nodding in agreement with me right now. Saying,
I doubt it because, as we all know, chicken, any chicken you buy today is full of antibiotics. that are good for the chicken. Maybe not so much for you, but good for the chicken.
And HGH, unless unless you get free-range organic chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And then, of course, if you get, you know, like, say, almond milk, you don't really have to worry about putting it in the cooler as much because, you know, it's not really milk.
Who would buy that anyway?
That's good stuff.
Oh, God. Didn't your sister turn you on to that or something?
Yeah, it was a chocolate almond milk. It was delicious.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the folks in the chat room.
No kidding. We got a couple guests, and we got Sue, and we have, of course, J-Man.
Yeah, you two would.
Yeah, the lovely Canadian Jamie.
She is listening from bed.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'd like to do to Jamie, J-Man?
What?
That's right. Oh, Canada.
She's probably pretty skeeved out right now.
Well.
So how are you doing, Matt? How's your week going?
Oh, my God, J-Man. Excitement. It was boring all week until, you know, the last couple days.
Ooh.
Yeah, last night. Yeah, I don't know. 11:40, 11:43, I get a call from Drive-By Mikey, the owner of the infamous beer mine. And he said, "Hey, are you drunk?" I said, "Not yet." He said, "Well," and the alarm company picked up a motion detection in the drive-thru. The cops are on their way. Why don't you go up and meet them? I said, "Okay." And I'm thinking, well, shoot, if I'm going to have to talk to the cops, I mean, I'm not really buzzed or anything, but I, you know, probably got enough on my breath to get a breathalyzer test. So I made Schmoop drive. Well, Schmoop had been home all day, J-Man.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. So I poured Schmoop into the driver's seat, buckled her in. Got in the passenger seat, and I said, "Come on, drive me to the 30-second drive to the drive-thru." So it was the scariest 30 seconds of my life, J-Man, kind of helping her, prodding her with the steering wheel. It's like I was playing Frogger. You remember that game?
Don't do this at home, kids. Don't.
No, no. And actually, it was more than 30 seconds. It was more than a 30-second trip because I believe her top speed hit 9 miles an hour. But it was
just
all...
Be careful.
It was all for naught because, you know, the cops, you know, they heard the alarm, but they evidently just drove by because they didn't see anything, so... I waited up there for the cops for 5 minutes, and I finally said, "I'm going in myself." And as soon as I opened the door, and I saw a giant moth fly by. So I'm pretty sure the moth was the one that triggered the alarm.
That's a pretty sensitive alarm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have it all, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Motion detectors, 11 cameras.
Maybe it was a ghost.
Well, as one person said on my Facebook page, it was a big, scary moth. So,
an intimidating moth.
Yeah. In Mexico, they have the chupacabras. Here in Bagwine, we have giant, scary moths.
Yeah. And it was probably thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Did you have a baseball bat or something with you when you went in, just in case?
No, I didn't. Actually, there's one in the office. Never had to use it, but yes, we have a Louisville slugger in there.
Well, that wouldn't have done you any good if you couldn't have got to it.
Or especially if an intruder had it in his hands. Well,
you get beat with your own bat.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit more violent incident at another drive-thru in the
I'll tell you what, Jay.
Area
I know.
This week, wasn't there?
Yeah, you know, you hear reports from, you know, Billy the Kid and sometimes from Drive-By Mike that, you know, people, man, they just find you a little terse, not the happiest drive-thru guy in the world. Well, let me tell you, these people in Bagwine at the Beer Mine, they have it made, because I could be like someone down in Dayton, Ohio, which is a few miles from here. Evidently at 1 a.m. yesterday, that'd be Saturday morning at about 1 a.m., a drive-thru employee was put in jail because I guess an SUV pulled into the drive-thru he was working at in Dayton, and a verbal argument ensued. And the clerk refused to serve the patrons. And during the altercation, the clerk warned the people in the SUV that he was a concealed and carry weapons permit holder. When the people in the SUV continued to argue with the clerk, he pulled his gun, aimed it away from the SUV, and fired a couple rounds.
Just exercising his Second Amendment rights.
Exactly. Just back off, people. Back off. You know, usually I just tell people to leave. No, he had to fire a gun. He's in jail now.
Yeah, well. But he's probably going to get a promotion at work, so it works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't be messing with your drive-thru attendants, people. Just, you know, just tell them what you want. Give them your
say
money.
Thank you. Tip them
give
well.
Tip them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then
move on with your life.
That's all we got to do. It's that easy.
All right.
And you, anything exciting go on this week? I know you had a pretty tame session at Aldi's this week.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet. They rearranged down there at the Aldi. They moved stuff around, and I struggled to get used to it, the new layout. But in general, yeah, it was a pretty quiet week.
Yeah.
No altercations. No yelling at anybody. Didn't get shot at.
That's good.
The neighbors are quiet. They painted the porch this week out here.
Mm-hmm.
I was all ready for my annual excitement of putting on a blue suit and dark sunglasses and flinging the door open and yelling, "Let's see some green cards!" But unfortunately, they were the guys painting were illegal aliens from Oklahoma or something, 'cause the usual paint crew with the Mexican music blasting away wasn't here. Oh yeah, they're good. They know what they're doing. Well, you know, those people are good at that kind of task. Painting.
Menial tasks.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
I knew an HR guy one time that said that he only hires Mexicans for maintenance jobs because they're better at it naturally. Mm-hmm. I'd like to apply for that maintenance job. Sorry, you're not Mexican. What?
Well, that's because they read all the warning signs and everything on the machines and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
They like instructions. Or should I say, instructions.
So anyway, that was about it. That was really the highlight of the week.
God, we have nothing exciting to talk about personally.
I know.
It's all
it's
in the news,
rare,
Jay. It's all in the news.
Rare situation where we don't have exciting things from our wild and crazy lives to talk about. That didn't seem like much else. I've been, you know, monitoring the Twitter and the Facebook and stuff like that, and not a whole lot of excitement on on any front this week.
No, I've been kind of slow. I will tell you, Jay, over the last 3 days, I've lost 4 friends on Facebook.
Oh.
I know. You know what the funny thing is? I really haven't been on it that much. It's just, usually, if it was a Sunday, like it is today.
Yeah, man. Uh-huh.
Just kind of minding my own business.
Yeah, weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know what I need to do to spice up my life, don't you?
What?
I need to get into the sexting thing.
Well, you know, I've been doing some research on it, trying to figure this whole thing out.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, this, you know, it's popular with the kids, you know.
Did you discover anything interesting about it?
Well, apparently, you know, it's all about talking dirty.
Really?
Via text messages or maybe direct messages or something like that.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll try it out sometime.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That sounds all right. Yeah. I might do that after the show.
Yeah. Usually anything I say is met with just silence. So, it's kind of bad. I do get some pretty sexy messages, though.
Do you really?
I do. I get things like, let's just see here. I got one. This is one I get a few times a week. Hey, Jay, it's your turn in Scrabble.
That's kind of hot.
Oh, yeah. That's sexy, huh?
Kind of a come on.
Yeah. And I every once in a while get one. Hey, Jay, you might not have noticed, but you've got a typo in your comment on my status update. I'd like to give you a typo, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am typo.
God.
Yeah. See, I'm good at this. I don't know why people don't want.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. I did a little research myself, too. And so the other day, I think it was Tuesday, Shmoop and I, sometimes, you know, especially if she leaves for work before I get up, you know, kind of like to say hi to her via electronic mail at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a bit of a conversation the other day. So we thought we'd transcribe it and put it into song form for everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, because we're, it's kind of embarrassing because it's a little frisky. But
nope.
We can give it, yeah, oh yeah. So let's give that a listen.
What are you wearing?
Red shorts and a Budweiser t-shirt. That's hot. Yeah, I know. Hey, will you take the trash out when you go to work?
You bet.
Thanks. And hey, Dave, can you take the broths out of the freezer? I'll make those tonight.
You, me, and some Johnsonville brats. That's one delicious three-way right there.
Want me to make tater tots, too?
Even better, a four-way.
Okay, I have to go now. Dutch Fuck is here. Have a good day at work. And don't forget the trash.
Okay, nap time for me anyway. I'm going to dream about our mouth-watering four-way.
You are a freak.
Wow.
That's pretty hot, isn't it?
Yeah, and things pretty hot and bothered around your place most of the time, I'd say.
Yeah, you know what the sad thing is, Jay?
What?
I had to actually embellish that email conversation to even get it close to sexy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a few examples of my sexting also.
Really?
Yeah, and to show you how good I am at it, ladies. Here's a couple of examples. Here's a little sexting thing I got from a certain chick. I won't name names. She says, "I am so hot." My reply, "What, JC, go out?"
Pretty good.
Another one says, "I really need to get off." And I replied, "I know the workday can be so long and slow."
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm a nasty boy.
You are.
And then one time she sends me a text that just says, "Sigh." And I replied, "What now?"
God. Uh-huh. Oh, you're a demon.
Uh-huh. And then she sends me another one that says, "You know what would really help me sleep?" And I said, "Tylenol PM works great for me."
Mm-hmm.
Just being helpful, man.
I know. That's how you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I think I got this sexting thing down.
I think you do.
I got pretty much mastered it.
You know.
Yeah. After I Googled it to find out what it was.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I found out that I had been sexting all my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't even know it. Like the other day. You know, our friend Luis, the ice man, who brings the ice to the beer mine.
And who's bringing sexy back himself.
Oh, God, yes. That Tex-Mex. Oh, boy. Boys. Ooh. Anyway, I sent him a message the other day, and I said, "Hey, can you come by tomorrow? We're all out of big bags."
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Jay, it evidently was effective sexting because he showed up.
Well, who wouldn't?
And he delivered the goods.
I got your big bags right here, baby.
Yeah, he has a pack mule full of ice.
Well, you know, all those Mexicans, just like Steve King said.
I know.
The congressman from Iowa, all those Mexicans, they got those big old calves from carrying 100 pounds of dope in.
Cantaloupes.
Big calves. See, now that's you know, I bet he's good at sexting.
Oh, I bet he is.
I got some huge calves, baby.
Yeah.
My hamstrings are tight.
Okay, that's enough of Steve King, please. It's bad enough. You know, when you mentioned Steve King saying that, all I could see was that picture of Geraldo Rivera.
Ah, which we have as one of our pictures.
Yes.
In the lineup, all Geraldo Rivera, who claims he just got drunk and took a selfie, but I think he was sending that to somebody.
I think he was. Well, I'll tell you what, though.
I think he was probably sending it to Anthony Weiner, saying, "You wish you looked like this."
Yes. He was throwing it down.
You want to have a sexting off? Let's do it.
Uh-huh. Here's what's funny about this. You know, Jake, because so you people, you and others, don't have to listen to him. I listen to the Glenn Beck radio show. And Glenn Beck, he put his thumb on it. He said, "Geraldo did that because he's full of himself." And I'm thinking, well, if Glenn Beck would know that.
Well, I guess. I've never heard anybody make the claim that Geraldo was full of himself, though. That's a new one on me.
Yeah, well.
What, Geraldo, an egomaniac?
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew? But the, of course, this is all because of the whole reason we even know about the sexting thing is because of Anthony Weiner, a.k.a. Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his apparent addiction to sexting. And because it's an addiction, we can't make fun of him. We're not allowed.
No, no.
Because he needs help. Needs therapy.
Which is funny, too, and it relates back to the Glenn Beck Geraldo thing, because Donald Trump came out and said, Weiner is a pervert. He needs therapy. And if Donald Trump says that.
Exactly. If Donald Trump knows a pervert when he sees one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I tell you what, there's a scam somebody should be looking into. Therapy scam.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Donald Trump.
Oh, well, that too, but they invented this whole addicted to sex thing for therapists to have something else to bring people in and chat with them about.
Yeah, exactly.
A whole new
industry.
Oh, no, it's just like restless leg syndrome. They just made that shit up.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about that before, and we've also talked about, you know, sexting, sending naked pictures and everything. People, we have talked about this before, especially high school kids and all that. They would have been doing that years ago if you didn't have to take the film into the drugstore to get it developed.
That's exactly right. There was a guy who was on, I think he was on Chris Matthews this week, and man, nobody loves a sex scandal more than Chris Matthews. That is the biggest panty sniffer and jock sniffer in the world right there. What a disgusting man he probably is. Anyway, there's this guy sitting there, and he says, Anthony Weiner was engaging in an activity that the average American couldn't even dream of doing.
Oh, please.
And I started laughing so hard when he said that, and I said, "What do you think the average American did the first time they bought a Polaroid?"
No kidding.
They pulled the pants down and, oh yeah, check it out.
Just checking the focus. Got to get it in focus.
Well, I'm checking to see if it's, you know, wide length or. The wide-angle lens.
Americans, not only Americans, people have always been like this. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the divorce rate and everything. You know, the divorce rate went up after the Internet because people who were in bad marriages and hated their lives finally said, hey, I can talk to this guy in California.
Uh-huh.
I may move in with him.
I think I'll run away with this person.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to pay a fee for a long-distance phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that same guy who did that with his Polaroid, what did he do the first time he got a big camcorder? You know, those great big heavy ones back in the 80s?
He had to check the focus.
You put the tape in there and... He set it on a stack of books and sat on the couch and said, oh, yeah. Basically did what Anthony Weiner did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I find funny about this? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying people had to put those tapes in the box with all their their drug paraphernalia so they could pretend they didn't engage in that activity.
You know what I find funny about the Anthony Weiner thing, though? Everyone's creeped out about Anthony Weiner when he actually didn't, you know, physically cheat on his wife. And yet Mark Sanford can walk down the Appalachian Trail all the way to Argentina and have sex with some babe. Yep. Well, yeah, well, he was in love. Weiner's just creepy.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's totally different. You know, just walking off the job as governor and disappearing with nobody knowing how to get in contact with you.
Exactly.
Because you're busy getting busy with your Argentinian mistress.
Something's not
That's
quite right
okay.
about that.
Yeah. I mean, well, the same thing. David Vitter, the Louisiana senator.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he can go to the whorehouse in Nolens, and he can put on an adult diaper and role play with a prostitute. Nothing creepy about that at all.
No, not at all. Yeah, but these messages, that's just weird.
Yeah. Well, you see, the real problem for Anthony Weiner is that he did not do what both David Vitter and Mark Sanford did.
And what's that?
He forgot to tell everybody, God has forgiven me.
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
So nobody knows. Nobody knows whether God's forgiven him or not.
Right.
We know God forgave David Vitter and Mark Sanford because they told us.
Oh, yeah.
And they, I mean, and are they the kind of guys that would lie about something?
No.
Hell no. Hell no. Certainly not about sex. And David Vitter's wife and her leopard print clinging dress at the press conference. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But you know, this whole thing is Wiener's wife's fault, Huma.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, they are after her. You know, well, Victoria Jackson proved conclusively that she has connections to terrorists.
Of
anyway,
course she did.
Because she has a Muslim name. Therefore,
oh, what happened to that woman?
She went crazy. But yeah, they are all after Huma. Of course, you know, Chris Matthews, and yeah, you know, typically, they're disgusted by her more than they are Weiner now. And well, Slate magazine, their only problem with it is that they think she's ugly.
Well, yeah, not ugly.
No, I wouldn't say ugly. But, you know, I mean, nobody asked her if maybe she enjoys all this.
No, I thought about that, too.
But, you know, look, I mean, what happens behind closed doors with a couple, you know? I mean, it's only freaky and weird if you're not into it, right?
Exactly. That's right.
I mean, maybe she was, maybe she enjoyed the old, his sexting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she was there with him.
Maybe she was sitting right by his side.
Maybe she took the picture of his little wiener.
Mm-hmm.
And said, send that to her and see what she does.
She may have even been the fluffer.
Maybe. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Maybe. It's kind of like the old, you know, I mean, every single married woman who claims to be bisexual says, my husband likes to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, maybe she likes to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she wanted him to get those women naked so she could check out the women.
She's the bisexual.
Yeah, maybe she is.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You know, I mean, that you know, there were all kinds of rumors that she and Hillary Clinton had a fling when she worked for Hillary at the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I started most of them, but they were out there.
You were just conjecturing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I apologize to our audience for bringing up the visual of Hillary and another chick naked. That's the only way I can picture Hillary naked, though, is with another chick, not with not with another guy.
Okay.
No, but anyway, Anthony, and what's this chick's name?
Sydney Leathers.
Sydney Leathers, yeah.
That is a great porn name.
That's not bad. I like I told you the other day, I would have gone with Stormy Leathers myself.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I'm all right
and
with
I got
it.
I got a problem with old Sydney Leathers myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, I've been having this online affair with Anthony Weiner, and then he abandoned his values. I mean, right there, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because my values stem from me having online sex with a married man.
Right. Yes, a married man who was... Yeah, going to run for mayor of New York, and I was sending him pictures of myself in various states of undress. And But now I'm disgusted by him.
Yes, I can't take it anymore. He betrayed me.
Yes, much like Tiger Woods' mistresses are disgusted by Tiger.
The fact that
he had other mistresses.
That's what it always is with women. This is funny. A chick who is having sex with a man who is married or a girlfriend, that's okay if you have sex with, you know, your wife, but don't cheat on me with another girlfriend.
That's right. Don't be getting busy with another skank.
No.
Yeah. See, there was an episode of House Hunters that I was watching the other day, and there was this couple. And the guy works from home, of course. Everybody on House Hunters works from home. Have you ever noticed that? Anyway, he works from home, and they looked at this house that was really awesome, and it had a guest house, and she was absolutely having none of it. That guest house, he was not going to work from a guest house behind the main house. He was going to be in the house where she can keep an eye on him.
Really?
And I thought, yep, he was married when she met him. And she knows that he has
a wandering
eye.
She knows what that guest house is all about.
That's right, because she was the occupant of the previous guest house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I tell you.
Just like Rudy Giuliani's current wife. Who has to audit Rudy to make sure he doesn't have an apartment set up somewhere. Because she was the one who lived in the last apartment he had set up.
Yes, but he can still. He's a good person to have on Fox News to talk about morals and values.
Oh, exactly. And politicians who do bad things.
Yes.
Although he's been replaced this weekend by, I can't think of his name, the mayor of Washington, D.C., who got busted with the drugs.
Marion Barry?
Marion Barry was on both CNN and Fox News this weekend talking about politicians who do bad things.
I love Marion Barry.
And when he was pointed out that he was, that he did crack cocaine, he says, "Oh, bullshit."
Well, yeah, as soon as you produce a video showing me doing that.
I dare you. I challenge you to produce a video of me buying crack from an undercover agent.
See, that's something you never want to say. You never want to tell someone, produce a video of me doing this, and I'll say you're right, because there always is.
Uh-huh. And, maybe if you get away with a failed drug test, Ryan Braun, maybe you just be kind of contrite instead of going out and holding a press conference and claiming that people were trying to set you up and it was tainted and and shit like that, because, you know, you might get caught just a year later.
And even though he said, I accept the suspension and everything, didn't, on this last apology, didn't he still work in, if I knowingly or unknowingly, they always got to work that in.
They always got to throw that in there. That little, you know, they got their lawyer throwing that. Let's say it was that you might have accidentally or unknowingly taken.
Well, he just said it'd make my muscles grow. He didn't say it was illegal.
Yeah. It was just this this doctor who lost his license and was a quack, you know. But, you know, A-Rod said he was okay.
Yes. And
my favorite part of that whole story is that the reason this guy started talking is because Ryan Braun and A-Rod and a couple others stiffed him. They didn't pay him. guys making $14 to $20 million a year, and they're not paying their drug dealer.
He probably would have been happy with, like, you know, $100,000 a piece from them.
Uh huh.
That's all he was asking.
Yeah, I think I'd have paid him.
He's just a small businessman.
He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly.
But speaking of A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez is our person of the week.
Yep. And you can read all about him and see some sexy pictures of him at IWSradio.com today.
That's right.
I love that mirror picture.
Kissing himself in the mirror.
Yes.
Kissing his favorite person. Oh, we have some breaking news here.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. There are more Miley Cyrus Protect the Skin You're In t-shirts available for pre-order at markjacobs.com. Get your pictures of Miley naked on your t-shirt of Miley naked at markjacobs.com. Have you seen that?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Oh, no. This is big news. This is big news, Matt. She's naked. Well,
I don't,
you know. She covers the vital parts.
What, her face? God,
I hurt. Ugh. Yeah, you think they would have photoshopped it a little bit and made her look a little more. Maybe not look as skinny as a crack whore.
I know. She's gotten.
So.
Speaking of naked pictures, J-Man.
And we were.
Have you sent a picture of yourself naked to anyone?
Wait, my lawyer's sitting here next to me. Let me. Believe it or not, no, I have not. And it's funny because I was going to ask you that question.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I have not because I don't want to upset people like that.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't either. Not only because, you know, it'll be spliced all over the social
media. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just the embarrassment. Ugh.
Right.
And not of doing that, just of what I look like.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to see me naked.
No.
Nobody, you know. And I don't, I mean, I'm pretty sure that women don't want to see dick pics. Even if some of them claim that they do, I think when they get them, they go, oh, God, I wish I hadn't asked for that. Whereas, and this is a very important point right here.
Uh-oh.
I should also point out, I have never been asked for a picture of myself naked either.
I haven't either. I'll tell you what, though, Jay. Yeah, never mind. Did I tell you about the bacon pictures? Did I tell you about the bacon pictures?
The bacon pictures? No.
Oh, shoot. You know, back in the day, Jay, you know, back in Bagwine days, actually, it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Women used to send me pictures.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You know our friend Leanne?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Out of Illinois, yeah. She sent me some pictures of bacon.
Oh, man.
I know. It gets hotter right now. You know our buddy Miss Alicious?
Yeah, I'd like to see her bacon.
Yeah, well... I didn't get to see her bacon, but she sent me a picture of hamburger stuffing. You know, a recipe I invented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she sent me a picture of that. She sent me a picture of some lemon poppy seed muffins she made.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of sexy, because they were for you.
Yeah, because they were glazed.
Yes, they were glazed. With what? I can only imagine. And she also sent me a picture of...
My goodness, you guys were out of control, weren't you?
Yeah, she sent me a picture of some jalapeno poppers that she had made.
Ooh.
And
I'm like
then...
A pop her jalapeno.
Oh, God. I'm like a pop her pepper. What? And then, I remembered this yesterday. There was this chick. I got a sexting message, an email from some hot chick in France back in November of 2006, Jay.
Oh.
Yeah. She sent me pictures of her two kids eating loose meat sandwiches from my recipe.
That is so hot.
I know.
And then Chris Hansen knocked on your door and said, have a seat.
Well, what I was thinking is, you know, all these pictures that I get from these hot chicks, they're all food related.
Mm-hmm.
Which confirms the long-lasting adage that eating ain't cheating. So there you go.
Apparently not. But you know what? Some people out there want so badly to get in on this sexting game that they might pay a service to help them out.
And that might be useful.
It could be useful. And I tell you what, us being the entrepreneurs that we are in our ever-expanding IWS empire,
as always,
we have set up a sexting service for people.
All right.
So let's check it out. Oh, yeah. Drew Peacock here for IWS Entertainment with yet another new hot, sexy service. Just like IWS Love Lines. But instead of talking nasty to the ladies, this service is to help men when they want to get down and dirty in the sexing world. Guys, if you're just not that creative, but you want to do some nasty sexting with a hot lady, we got you covered. When she's ready to go, just let us know, and we'll give you a bunch of sexy lines to use to get her all hot and bothered. Oh, yeah. It's just like the sexing version of Cyrano de Bergerac, only different. she'll think you're a sexing god and tell all her friends, because women can't keep secrets. Oh, yeah. Before you know it, you'll be satisfying the sexing needs of every woman you know. All your sexing dreams will come true thanks to IWS Sexting Services. Oh, yeah. Just give us a holler at 661-244-9852 and get started getting off. You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com. Yeah, I think that's the one that's going to make us millionaires right there.
It's not Anthony Weiner who needs the therapy. It's Drew Peacock.
Drew's a little, out there.
Well, he enjoys his work. He's very passionate.
He clearly gets into it.
He does.
Probably has to take a nap several times a day.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. That's Jamie dropped off the board on that one.
Well, these things happen.
I finally couldn't take it anymore.
She's back.
All right, she's listening.
She only needed a second.
Yeah.
See, now that's the kind of chick I need to hook up with. Hey, you
man,
only
got
need
it,
a second?
Man. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Forget those chicks with the slow burn.
Yeah.
All right. So I did some research on the internet, and I found that a few famous people have engaged in some sexting.
Really?
And I found a few exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that Ronnie Reagan and Nancy engaged in sexting.
Really?
Yeah, and I got a little transcript here. You got Ronnie, Mommy, I am so hungry. Nancy, I've got your lunch right here. Oh, yeah. I hope it doesn't smell fishy. And Nancy says, my tuna is always fresh, baby.
Oh, God. I was looking for the appropriate... I couldn't find one. I couldn't
despite the hundreds of... well, I think this one probably.
Oh, God. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, well, I think, when you tell people that Ronnie and Nancy used to sext, they...
Surprise!
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Well, Bill Clinton loved to sext.
Oh, who doesn't know that?
Exactly. And I was looking around, and on the archives at the Foundation, a brief exchange between Bill and Hillary, as Bill texts, I've got a raging heart on just thinking about you. Hillary replies, wrong number, dumbass.
It is so freaking hot.
And, back in the day, before there was a Bradgelina, before there was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, there was Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, that's true.
They were the hot couple.
Mm.
Most of the hotness was Lonnie, but Bert's a good-looking man, I have to admit. Or was, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Bert, their entire relationship started when Bert sent her a message and said, "Want to see under my rug?"
Shazam!
And then Lonnie said, "Want to see if the carpet matches the drapes?"
Hi-yo!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, it goes further back than that.
Oh, it does it?
Yes, it goes back to colonial times.
Wow.
The only problem is, back in colonial times, unlike, taking your phone and taking a picture and sending it, they had to have artists do a quick representation of them and then deliver it. They were initially called sketch sexters, and then they shortened it to skexters. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, he had a portrait quickly painted of him in a ball and chain and sent it to Sally Hemings with the words, "I feel your pain." And Ben Franklin, he had a portrait quickly painted of him atop the Eiffel Tower saying, "I love you, Josephine." He was naked, of course.
That, of course.
And then Franklin Pierce, he fell in love with a Mexican chick named Guadalupe. And he sent a naked portrait of himself saying, "I'll give you back Mexico, New Mexico and Arizona."
Oh.
Yeah. People don't
know. That was a nice offer.
Yeah, well, he was hot for her. He was caliente.
And he was.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of A-Rod, man who was born to sext, with a nickname like A-Rod.
Well, yeah.
He, of course, he and Cameron Diaz were an item for a long time and may still be.
Yeah, she's got funny eyes. I don't like her eyes. They're devious.
I think I like a devious woman.
Yeah, I don't. But,
anyway, I got a hold of a little sexting exchange between them.
Really?
Yes. And A-Rod texted to Cameron, "I can't believe how hot my own ass is." And Cameron replies, "I am so fucking high right now."
And, well, that explains the funny eyes.
And then A-Rod says, "I can't stop touching my own chest and abs. They are so muscular." And Cameron replies, "Whoa, dude, I think this squirrel is talking to me." So you can see what a great relationship they have.
They're perfect for each other.
Uh-huh. Actually, A-Rod sends sext messages to himself.
I've done that too, so I can't say anything about that.
Well, I haven't actually sent them to my, well, I haven't actually sent them to myself. I did create a fake Twitter account and send me naughty messages, though, to, you know.
Oh, good for you!
Kind of like those women who send themselves flowers on Valentine's.
They don't really do that. That's a myth.
Oh, it's sad, sad, sad.
You know, Jay.
Oh. Yes.
There was something. Yeah, I thought it was hot. She didn't think it was hot, but I did. And maybe it's time for a little break with Schmoop.
Oh, it's always a good time. And tea break with Shmoop. Hola, Shmoopalicious.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Wonderful, even though you never reply to my sext messages.
You know, I don't know how.
You're too busy laughing at me is what it is.
No, it's that I'm not very good at social media. I like to read.
I like to watch, baby.
Yeah, I'm kind of a voyeur in that sense because I don't know how to operate anything, so... Hey, I got a story for you.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Oh, my God. This is so sexy that you won't even think about it. Oh, my God. I'm going through the post office the other day to drop off, you know, mail from work.
Oh, yeah. Mail.
Windows open.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I look down, and there is a bee on me.
Oh, dear.
It landed right on me. And I'm flipping. And finally, it flies out the window. Luckily, I was not on the road. And all of a sudden, I get out on the street, and I'm like, oh, my God. Was there a bee on me? And I've been itching ever since. I know. I
hate it when it gets itching like that.
It's
need
gross,
a little cream. Need a little cream for that itch.
Do you want to apply it?
Oh, yes, I do. I'll rub it in.
I'll rub it in.
So soft. Smooth.
You know... That really creeps me the hell out.
It's so freaking hot.
That's the response I usually get. Is God, that's creepy, man. Jeez, well, stop.
I use that with Matt too. So.
Oh, well. You know, I have a similar incident that happened
to
me one time. I was taking books back to the library.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to use the old the book drop, you know, which is like the old mailbox things. You know, you open the
right.
thing up. I opened the thing up, and a big red wasp flew out.
Ew.
And so I'm on the sidewalk flailing away at this wasp. With a book.
Get it?
Man. I don't know. But I invented a new dance craze, though. It was great.
That was awesome. We still have libraries.
Oh, yeah. We've got one.
Huh. Hold on, honey.
Okay. Like so many other social interactions in my life, that ended abruptly.
Well, no, you can't count this one.
Well, I tell you, but it most of them do end suddenly. Like, you know, whatever the last thing I said resulted in them going, ugh, and just leaving.
Well, you can't take this one at that. She's just like that.
She's just that way, is she?
Because I get a lot of, yeah, I love you, whatever. And then she goes to bed and I don't see her for 12 hours. You know who else is opposed to this sexting thing, J-Man?
Who?
San Diego Mayor Bob Filner. Because this man is old school.
That is right.
If you're going to take advantage of a woman or try to take advantage of her, you put her in a headlock and tell her how sexy she is.
Damn
none
right.
of this, none of this internet crap.
That's right. And none of that, you know, the silly typing out a a dirty message with your thumbs and hitting send. Hell no, just go right up to them and tell them that they would be more productive if they weren't wearing panties.
Damn right.
And, you know what, maybe somebody should do a study and find out if he's right about that.
Well, whether he's not or not, whether he is or not. To San Diego Mayor Bob Filner from IWS Radio.
Yeah, I do have to admire the guy keeping the old school ways alive like that.
Well, yeah, because especially in today's 24/7 cable news cycle, Obama leads from behind. He doesn't take charge. Well, Bob Filner, the mayor of San Diego, takes charge.
Damn right he does.
You want a leader? There you go.
Uh-huh. You want someone who's not going to get caught in an embarrassing sexting scandal? Bob's your man.
No.
That's almost, that reminded me of the time that back when Ross Perot ran in 92,
mm-hmm.
after an interview with Cokie Roberts where she was asking him some tough questions, he apparently, when he was supposed to shake hands with her, he put his arm around her neck and said, "Tried to prove your manhood, did ya?"
Oh my God.
Allegedly.
Well, actually, Bob Filner wants none of that. He wants them to prove their womanhood.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yep. And now he's taking advantage of the big therapy scam.
Kind of. Yeah, he's going into therapy at 70 years old.
Yeah, whatever, the three-day program or whatever it is. It's intensive therapy.
Yeah, he could do that and then go on to Oprah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey!
And then maybe you could go on Piers Morgan.
Oh, God.
And when he would ask a question, you could say, "Well, I can understand why you don't get any action, Piers."
Piers needs to go into therapy for being an insufferable human being.
He's just being his natural British self.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's good old Brit.
Uh-huh. In fact, the Brits are a little upset that he's toned down the arrogance for the American crowd.
But you know who hasn't toned down the arrogance, J-Man?
Who's that?
That would be Party Marty.
No, and nor should he tone it down.
Oh, no, because he's a rock and roll star.
Hell yeah.
It's a shame I forgot his phone number.
Yeah, why don't we give him a little ring? A little ringy-dingy.
I think our producer gave me the wrong number, but we'll try this.
Oh, God.
That's not it. That is not it. Okay. So maybe we'll call Marty some other time.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, we do this without a net, J-Man.
Before the show, we're going to call my brother. Okay, in the show. I don't know my brother's phone number.
Well, he changes it. He's a shapeshifter. I think I got it. So let's try this number.
Why not?
I think that's it. And it's ringing. And it's ringing.
Mm-hmm. It's a sexy ring.
It is a sexy ring. And the best thing is, his number doesn't come out. It's just a voicemail, so we can leave a nasty message for him.
Mm-hmm.
or not.
This is riveting radio right here, man. Everybody's oh, leaning into their computer.
Come on, Marty. Pick up,
come
Marty.
Come on, Party Marty.
Well, yeah, evidently he's turned it off.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Of course it hasn't. God.
Uh-huh. Well, it was worth a try.
Yeah.
You know who else, you know who I bet really is into this whole sexting thing?
Billy the Kid.
I bet he is, man.
I'm sure he is.
Calling down there at the world famous bear mine at the corner of South Burnett and some other road.
Elmore.
I never can remember. Is that named for Elmore Leonard?
I don't know. Say hello to my new
tap, 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 tap.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
Tap, tap, tap. Delete, delete, delete. Tap, tap, tap.
And there's nothing. Okay, let's
it doesn't show up on the board.
It did on mine.
Oh, okay.
Don't press me, J-Man.
Just
if you press me, you're going to get a disgustingly sexy email later. And now we got nothing.
Huh?
It says dialing on my screen, but it's evidently not dialing. Schmoop, could you be a witness to this?
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you totally.
That's sad.
If I knew the number, I would call it and see if it would work for me. But oh wait,
I'll tell you what,
I do have it.
Oh, do you?
I have it here in my handy dandy cell phone. Scroll down here.
Okay.
Ooh, I should send her a message. I should send her a message too. No, I can't say who.
Oh, come on.
Ooh.
Sydney Leathers.
Ooh, Miss Knight. What?
What? You know, why you're trying to find the number, other people could call into the show at 661-244-9852.
I don't have it.
Oh, God.
Apparently it's not there. When I changed phones, I didn't transfer that one over.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could Google it.
Oh, God. There you go.
Well, while we're waiting for all the people to call in, there is another person who is incensed over this whole sexting thing. And he's
really
not going to put up with it. And he's going to scold everybody this week in our weekly church service. The Reverend Moneymaker is here.
Oh, boy.
And he's pissed. Hallelujah. And welcome, my friends and IWS radio listeners. This is the Reverend Moneymaker here to talk to you today about a terrible scourge that is destroying the moral fiber of Americans and people around the world. I'm talking about sexting. Sexting is a terrible, terrible activity to get involved in, and I need to warn you to never even try it once. Because much like drinking alcohol, smoking weed, and fried chicken, if you sext one time, you will immediately become addicted to it. And just like if you smoke weed one time, you will very quickly move all the way to mainlining heroin within hours. If you sexed one time with a woman or a man, you will, in very short order, be cheating on your spouse with dozens and dozens of people, all of them nasty. You will be engaging in unprotected sex with strangers, and if you're a man, you'll probably even pay for it. Worse yet, you will quickly start experimenting with very immoral and kinky positions, such as, and I'm only using these descriptions to shock you into not sexting, you might try doggy style, or worse, the most outrageous and nastiest of them all, or so I'm told, side-by-side sex. Mm-mm-mm. How do people live like that? So you're probably asking, Reverend, what does the Bible have to say about sexting? Well, obviously there was no sexting in Jesus' time, but that doesn't mean that it's okay. There were no dildos in those days either, and we all know that that's unacceptable. There are a couple of verses that I believe apply directly to sexting. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Obviously, what that says is that you should not be using dirty words and talking nasty to each other. This would include tweeting, messaging, and of course, texting. An example would be a man texting a woman and say something like, "You look beautiful today." That's perfectly acceptable. You cannot, though, text her and say, "Wow, you look downright fuckable today." In Psalm 19:14, we are told, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." This is a reminder that when you are sexting with someone, God is there making it a three-way. And we all know that God frowns on three-ways. So you see, friends, sexting is a terrible addiction, and you must not give in to the temptation. If you have, I want you to send me a transcript of all your sexting, along with the picture of the girl involved, so that I can better help you stop sinning. If it happens to be girl-on-girl sexting, I'll need pics of both the girls, along with the transcript. Please, though, do not send man-on-man sexting transcripts to me. If I read them, we will all burn in hell. For IWS Radio, this has been Reverend Moneymaker, spreading the good word. God bless.
He's doing God's work.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Well, he is doing God's work, and so are we.
Of course we are. And I understand the two chicks, the pictures, you want to lay your hands upon them if you're a holy man.
Oh, certainly.
Yes.
That's what he wants to do. And if you don't know the Reverend's email address, just send them to me. I'll get them to him.
There you go.
We have lunch at lunch every Tuesday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to Colton's?
Wendy's. Because he's a cheap bastard.
He strikes me as a chicken nugget kind of guy.
He always says, let's go to Wendy's. I'm buying, and we get there, and he says, 99-cent menu only.
Uh-huh.
Maximum 3 items.
Yes, you'll have to get a water, Jason.
They have a water fountain over by the bathroom. So I just threw a question out there onto Twitter. I'm sure.
Oh, did you?
I'm sure tons of people rush up and answer, call us up. And it's a big one that has to do with the sexting thing, and that is sexting cheating?
Exactly. That's a good question. And people will say, of course it is, initially. But then you think about it. Well, if sexting is cheating, is flirting cheating?
Well, it might be. And we know that Jimmy Carter would think so.
Yeah, he lusted in his heart.
Lusted in his heart, which, you know, you're warned not to do in the Bible.
Yeah, that's right. So he cheated.
If you've lusted in your heart, then you have you've cheated and you'll burn in hell. Tough break.
You know, other people could call in and give us our opinions on that. That's a pretty good topic.
Yeah, I'd like to know what some people...
Is just talking dirty to someone over the internet cheating, if you think so, or if you don't, call in at 661-244-9852.
You know, I could see where a woman would see sexting as even worse than if their husband just got himself a prostitute on a business trip, assuming he used protection. And all. Because the sexting thing seems like it'd be kind of more, you know, you might be getting more emotionally attached.
Yes.
Than you would, you know, the nasty old prostitute.
Because you can get more emotionally attached because they are further away.
That, and you're talking about, you know, personal things. And you start
probably,
you know,
about each other's spouses.
Well, that too, yeah.
He or she doesn't give it
to me. I haven't had a
blowjob
in years. Yeah.
Exactly.
I come home from work and her hair's a mess and she's wearing a house dress and tells me to go and spank my kid, and it's not a euphemism.
The sad thing about that is people could just talk to each other about that.
Yeah.
You know, your hair's a mess every day I come in. Why can't you just fix it? Well, why can't you do this? Okay, I'll work on that. But no, that's too hard.
Oh, no, you can't just sit down and have an honest conversation.
No, because, well, and I know the problem with that because for a lot of years, if I had an honest conversation with my wife, that wouldn't be good.
Well, most people are fine with having an honest conversation as long as they are the one who gets to be honest.
Exactly.
They don't really want to hear the honesty coming from the other folk. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying anything about married women, but just in my case, because it was, when I hear we need to talk,
oh, yeah.
You know what that means? It means I need to listen.
And shape up, buddy.
That's right. Here's how it's going to be. Okay, I didn't like the sexting thing first, but maybe I'll give it a try.
Uh-huh.
Hey, there's Angela in New Orleans. I'll talk to her for a little bit.
Yeah.
Always like the name Angela.
Yeah, see what's happening in the Crescent City. Maybe she's having some red beans and rice tonight.
I'll tell you what, the internet's great. But people don't talk to anyone like they should.
No? Nope, mostly it's just a couple of quick messages and then they disappear and you're like, are we done? Oh, okay, we're done talking.
Yeah, I got your picture of your dork. We're done.
Yeah. Mm. You know, that's what the internet was invented for. Late at night, lonely.
Yeah.
Guy sitting there in the dark.
Right.
Watching reruns of Hannah Montana.
We don't need to go there. We really don't.
Getting on the internet, scrolling through his Tumblr dashboard, see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
See who's online. Maybe firing up the webcam and going on chat roulette. See if anybody's out there. Just looking for a little, he's just lonely, just looking for somebody to talk to.
Or a virtual hug.
Or a virtual hug.
Or a poke. Go on Facebook and get a little poke.
I get a few pokes every now and then, let me tell you.
Do you really?
Oh, I do.
Really? What are their names?
Well, let's see. Who have I got a poke from right now? I got a poke from Linda Medrano.
That's a sexy poke right there.
Oh, yeah. I felt that one. I got poked by Leanne also.
I got poked by her on Friday.
Ooh. Man. She's a serial poker.
She is she's a whore poker is what she
She's
is.
Been around the block, hasn't she?
Uh-huh. And she knows where it leads. Guess we know all about her now. You know, I don't think Jamie's ever poked me.
You know what?
What?
Jamie and I have poked each other a few times.
Really?
Oh, hell yes. I'm pretty aggressive with that poking.
Now, since she's in Canada, if she pokes me, do I have to give her back a poke point 12 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
But her pokes are very, very polite. Thoughtful Canadian pokes.
Thoughtful pokes. Yeah, thoughtful Canadian pokes.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And it leaves you smelling like maple syrup.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting a little worked up here right now. So, Jamie, I don't care what it takes. You better poke me today.
He likes it rough, too.
You know who doesn't like it, bro?
Who's that?
Paul Pyatt.
No. He's not
into
the rough stuff.
He likes to bring calm and serenity to the world. So, I guess we'll play a little.
Let's do that.
Paul Pyatt.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by IWS Radio's very own Jason Adams, and from his forthcoming book, Raincoats and Binoculars, here is Sexual Anachronism. Deviants today lack effort and skill. Merely push a button or send a tweet to enjoy a tawdry thrill. Selfies of boobies, penises, and thighs through the tubes of the internet in the blink of an eye. What arousal is gained when there are Catholic girls to observe, neath the church festival tent. What victory is garnered, what glory is rendered, unto the amateurish voyeur, who's but a sex band sender. I proudly stand outside of your window. I take pride in my mission. But sadly, I, like the blacksmith, am but a sexual anachronism. Sexual Anachronism by Jason Adams. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, I'll buy it.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the VTR Network.
You are the man.
And most people don't realize that I have poetry talent also.
I know. You are so iambic.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm into all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know you are.
Oh, yeah. So that's good stuff right there.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Want to try the beer mine again?
Okay. Let's try it out. Because you know Billy Boy.
I know. He's got the women lined up, sending him dirty messages and pictures and stuff all the time, I'm sure.
Stuff.
Yeah. I bet he just sweet talks the ladies like you wouldn't believe. I bet he's better than Doc Knowles at it.
You know, now I'm not even getting a dial thing. You know, you pay $400 a year.
What the hell, BTR?
Jesus Christ. Ah, boy.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there.
That is.
Let's see here. Let's see if it'll let me.
Okay. You know who sends out a lot of sexting messages, though, Jay?
Who?
Ariel Sharon.
Well, I bet he does.
And they all sound like this.
And once you decode that, you realize that is one sexy, hot man.
I know. You know, when you do decode it, it sounds like this. Well, no, it doesn't. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It says call failed.
I didn't even get that.
It says call failed or was do you think that the bear mind blocked this number?
No, because I know it didn't, because if it did, Mike would have to probably punch in some numbers and stuff. That's a little too much trouble.
And that might be a service that costs.
Exactly. It might cost him a nickel.
It might cost him $2 a year, and well, he's not going to put up with that.
Oh, no.
Actually, you know, when the Ariel Sharon thing, I thought it said this. I want you. I don't want anybody else.
You know what I can't stand, Jay?
What?
It's these big, bad, tough guys looking for action on the internet, and yet they want to be anonymous.
Yeah.
and they'll put up a picture like they're a big biker or a cowboy, when in actuality, they're like this.
I am sitting in the basement eating Cheetos as I Twitter, and on Tumblr and my Facebook, you can see me, but it's not me. I am the anonymous social media user.
But we don't know anyone like that, do we?
No, no, not at all. Don't know anybody who acts like that. This is the old anonymous thing. And the weird thing is that those people who are anonymous, who put up those fake pictures, they feel like they are entitled to see pictures of other women's boobies. You owe it to them. Damn it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a picture sent to me years ago by someone who's, you know, cousin had heroin charges. Lost his car. Probably eating off his dog. And I'll tell you what, they were pretty impressive.
I really think that the peak of the blogging heyday was also the peak of the sending dirty pictures. Because back in the day when I had the blog, I actually got a picture from hot chick who lives out west.
Really?
In the desert.
Ooh.
Near some casinos. And this was before she got arrested for heroin use herself.
And I'll tell you what.
Oh.
What?
There's some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
If I can find it. Where is it?
Oh, man, we've had trouble.
IWS exclusive. Cracker has started on the beer early today and asks that you not judge.
I'm not going to judge. I'm going to be checking her out from hour to hour. I'll tell you what, there could be some little something going on tonight.
It could be.
We love the cracker.
Oh, and I know it.
Yeah.
Cracker should call us.
She should at 661-244-9852.
Hold on, let me tweet her.
Oh, there you go. Now, I'll tell you what, Jay, I did get an obscene phone call the other night. I think it was Friday night. / Saturday morning. From one of our fans in Tennessee.
Oh, really? We have fans in Tennessee?
Yeah, we have one.
Oh, okay.
And she said, I'd call you tonight, but I lost your phone number. And I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to bed, but for future reference, here's my phone number. And then 3 seconds later, the phone rang, and I said, I'm going to bed.
But that was, you know, in the future, though.
Well, it was in the future.
Technically.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, did it get hot and nasty?
No, I said I'm going to bed. See? I really meant what I said.
Oh.
Yeah, the conversation lasted 5 seconds. It's that.
Does she have a sweet southern accent?
Oh, no, she's just incoherent. I mean,
oh.
And I don't mean alcohol-wise. I mean, even sober, you can't even understand.
Oh.
She's very nice.
Well, I tweeted Cracker. No response.
Well, as you say, she did start early.
Yeah, I guess so. This is the problem I have with women. They usually just, you know, the responses are usually things like, yeah, okay, whatever. And
and well, see, that's the secret. That's why I have luck with women, because I found someone who starts early as well.
You understand the mindset.
Exactly.
Of the early starter.
Yeah.
As does she.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But as to the question, is sexting cheating? I'm going to have to say yes on that. I think that's a form of cheating.
That's a tough one. I think it is. Can't you just clown around? Can't you just clown around and?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think, you know, flirting is cheating, but.
Well, isn't it the same thing? Unless
no,
it gets too graphic.
Sexting is supposed to be far more specific.
I'm not talking about pictures or anything.
Well, I mean, I would say that if you engage in any kind of activity whereby you would discuss the sexual activity you would like to engage in with them, then it's pretty much cheating.
You think so?
Yeah.
What if
even
were,
if you don't get off?
Well, what if you were discussing the same meal you would like to have together?
No, that's really cheating. Yeah. But I could see, you know, that would be a good argument to make, you know, when you get caught. You can turn around and say, hey, I never, you know, came.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's what draws me back to this Mark Sanford thing and Spitzer and Vitter.
Yeah.
Wiener is made out to be a creep, and yet he never, as far as we know, never engaged in any dalliances.
Yeah, he didn't have a physical relationship.
Exactly.
He just had an emotional. It may not even have been that emotional for him.
Or her. I'm sure it wasn't either.
Well, they might have both just been sitting there smoking cigarette, typing, oh, baby, that's so good. Oh,
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of like the phone sex operator who's got, you know, the TV on and she's ironing clothes and. Oh, I like that baby.
Hell, it could have been her brother Bob responding.
It could have been some fat lonely guy in Arkansas using a fake. Avatar.
Ugh.
It might have just been pictures that he sneakily took of his hot neighbor.
I'm just glad that he used my picture for his.
Uh-huh. Or maybe it was pictures of his sister.
Oh, God, I wanted to say something. And I'm refraining. Look, Jay, it's a new me. I'm refraining.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe the Sydney Leathers, who is doing the interviews right now, is maybe she's an imposter.
Who is getting paid for interviews, by the way.
The hell yeah, I would too.
I never had that in mind.
Mm-hmm. No. But that is an important important advice. Men out there who are engaging in this kind of activity, remember that women keep everything. women don't throw things away. They keep the blue dress.
Yeah, that's right.
They hang on to your notes and your
letters.
They
hire surrogates.
And they hang on to your text messages and your notes and your letters and use it at the perfect time to embarrass and humiliate you and get back at you. Not that I've ever experienced anything like that.
No. But women out there, at least as far as I'm concerned, remember, if you say I said that to you, I'll probably say, you betcha.
I'll probably just say, well, if you say so, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I probably did. Was that a Tuesday?
I was drunk and silly.
And we have another listener at 417. I didn't know if 417 wanted to talk.
That's Cracker.
Oh, it is. And she doesn't want to talk.
Well, I had to hit the one several times before it popped up. Give it a try. Pick up.
You want me to just bring her in?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
And it's not doing anything. BTR is screwed.
There she is. 417.
Hi. Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
How's that rusty sandwich, Cracker?
Oh, it's great.
What's happening, Crack?
Nothing. J-Man told me to call and tell you about my beer.
Oh, what about it?
I don't know. It's just regular old beer.
Really? Is it hot?
Is it in the can or a bottle?
It's in a can. See,
is
I'm
it really?
From the country. I don't drink out of a bottle.
Is it a tall can?
No. It's just regular size.
Really?
Is the bottle too much of a phallic symbol for you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But you're still rubbing your hand up and down the can?
No.
As it sweats a little.
Well, I have a coolie. That takes care of the sweating.
Oh, you're using protection. Excellent.
Yes. Yes, I am. Got to be safe.
You don't know where that can's been.
That's right.
I know. All
right. You don't know where her hand's been.
You don't.
I can imagine.
But I want to.
What's y'all show about today?
Sexting. Dirty Sexting. Messages.
Sending
I
dirty messages.
I've never in my life done that.
No.
No.
Well, I didn't think you would. Not a good, decent girl
like you. Exactly.
You're an innocent girl.
I do not condone it.
Huh?
Really? You just participate in it.
It's like Bill Clinton. I did not send that text.
Because the internet is full of freaks and weirdos, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man, it's bad. Yeah. There's a couple of guys like Jay and Matt on there. Freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Horrid people. Horrid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People you need to avoid in real life.
I know. What scares me is I go to Harrison a lot, and I feel like when I go down there, I'm being stalked by Jay.
A lot of women feel like they're stalked by Jay and they're not even near Harrison.
They're halfway across the world and they keep checking the blinds out every once in a while. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Install some outside lighting and cameras, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's the brand? Right. What kind of beer is it? Is it light beer?
I drink Keystone Ice.
Keystone Ice.
I don't like light beer. If you're going to get the job done, you might as well do it right.
Mm.
Very true.
Yeah. I don't want none of that pussy beer.
Now, see, this is a family show. You didn't have to go there.
That's just an example of the sexting cheating.
Well, don't you guys got like that beeping thing you can beep me out?
No, we could, but we choose not to.
Oh, see, there you go.
Just so when, you know, kids or grandkids get older, we can play it back for them.
Right, right, because they've never heard that word before in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. What's on the agenda today, Cracker?
Nothing. Just Dick and Bear watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
What movie are you gonna watch?
Well, I watched yesterday. I watched Warm Bodies.
I bet.
Yeah.
Now today you're going to watch something
movie?
Featuring Ron Jeremy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, no. I don't really like him. He doesn't do it for me.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He's
if you
gross.
Get past the face, he's not got a pretty face. And we watched The Expendables 2. And then I watched The Smurfs this morning.
Damn.
And we still... all over the place. And we still have a Red Dawn to watch.
Oh, one of the worst but best movies ever.
Really?
Did you say Red Dawn?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that movie's horrible, but I love it.
Yeah,
Stuart, my husband, he, like, loved the old one, so he wanted to see the new one.
Oh, new one?
Oh,
no.
The remake.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the remake. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, you watching
Netflix?
Are you watching Netflix Instant Stream?
No, it's
Redbox.
Yep.
Uh-huh. See, I avoid red boxes.
Okay, I have to do red box because I don't have a computer, nothing. Oh, I see what you're saying. that one just almost flew right over my head. But,
now,
yeah.
Cracker, could you do us a favor?
What?
Could you say loudly and clearly, when I am naked, I listen to I'm with Stupid.
All right. When I am naked, I listen to I'm with Stupid.
Thank you.
Nice.
Welcome.
That's hot. That's going to be a bumper starting next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Jay, man, we could replace... Oh, my God. We should make out.
No. Yeah, we could replace that. With Richard.
Do what?
This chick who came on the show last year. The legendary Richard. So, all right. Well, we've got less than a minute and a half to go, so...
All right. Well, it was good talking to you guys.
Well,
always. Thanks
for calling in, Cracker Lisa.
The show is about
got a deal from Jay telling me to call, so I'm not drunk yet, so it would have been funner.
Always. Hey, Cracker?
Yes?
Since this show's about texting, could you send me a dirty message later?
Sure.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh.
Sure.
Well, send me one, too, but not the same one. I want a different message than he gets.
Okay, I'll send, make sure I send you two.
All right.
I'll hook you guys up.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, Gregor.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. You're welcome.
Well, another stellar show, J-Man.
Outstanding.
A little up and down, up and down, but...
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be, up and down, in and out, side to side.
Because we don't have famous guests. We fly without a net.
That's right. We don't need Ronnie Lott.
No, we don't need Ronnie Lott. All right.
All right. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Yep. Thanks, all.
And
talk to you.
Bye.
Talk to you next Sunday. Bye.